From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has repeated his view that a historic meeting with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un set for June 12 in Singapore may not take place.
See what happens, whether or not it happens. If it does, that'll be great. It'll be a great thing for North Korea. And if it doesn't, that's okay, too. Whatever it is, it is.
Mr. Trump said preparations continue in setting conditions for that meeting. If it does take place, he said it could turn out to be a great session for North Korea and the rest of the world.
For a short period of time, we've been dealing with North Korea, and it's been a, you know, good experience. We have three hostages back. They're home. They're living with their families. They're very, very happy. And so I can only speak for a very short period of time, but it's been a relationship that seems to be working, and we'll see how long it continues to work.
The president met Tuesday with his South Korean counterpart, Moon Jae-in, at the White House. Mr. Moon spoke through an interpreter.
Thanks to your vision of achieving peace through strength, as well as your strong leadership, we are looking forward to the first ever U.S.-North Korea summit, and we find ourselves standing one step closer to the dream of achieving complete denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula and world peace.
North Korea last week indicated it might call off that meeting over U.S.-South Korea military drills and demands that it unilaterally denuclearize. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, the Ebola death toll now stands at 27, with two new fatalities reported from the deadly virus, one of them in the northwest city of Mbandaka, a city of a million. The health ministry also announced six more confirmed cases, as well as two suspected cases, as an experimental vaccine is being used to fight the disease. This is VOA News. President Trump Tuesday said there is no deal yet to lift the 7-year ban on the sale of American-made components to the Chinese giant telecom ZTE, but that there might be a settlement as part of ongoing trade talks with Beijing.
I envision a very large fine. I envision perhaps new management, new board of directors, very tight security rules, but we caught them doing bad things. We caught them, not anybody else. We caught them doing bad things, and we essentially made it so difficult that it was shut down. By shutting them down, we're hurting a lot of American companies.
ZTE was sanctioned for violating the U.S. ban on trade with Iran and North Korea. Venezuela has ordered the expulsion of two U.S. diplomats following the imposition of American sanctions aimed at choking off financing to the government of President Nicolas Maduro. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert had very little to say about the diplomatic incident.
What I can say, we completely reject the false allegations that have been made by the Maduro regime against our two colleagues, and I have nothing further beyond that.
She did condemn what she called Sunday's sham election, in which Mr. Maduro won a second term with 67% of the vote, despite a sharp decline in voter participation. The U.S. has increased pressure on Iran, blacklisting five Iranians who allegedly supply ballistic missile technology to Houthi rebels fighting the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who Monday warned that Tehran faces the strongest sanctions in history, spoke about the matter again Tuesday.
We asked them to stop firing missiles into Riyadh. This is not a fantasy to imagine the Iranians making a decision not to fire missiles into another nation and threatening American lives that travel through that airport. It's not a fantasy to ask them to cease engaging in terror. These were all a set of demands, the demands we put on the rest of the world.
The secretary called them a set of simple requirements that, if met, would benefit the Iranian people. In Tamil Nadu state in India, at least 9 were killed Tuesday when police opened fire on protesters who turned violent, demanding the closure of a copper smelter, which they alleged caused pollution and harmed local fisheries. The rights group Amnesty International says it has evidence armed Rohingya Muslims killed scores of Hindus last August. It said nearly 100 were killed by members of the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army, part of the violence that targeted security forces in Myanmar, also known as Burma. Israeli warplanes destroyed a boat moored in Gaza City early Wednesday. The military said the strike was aimed at military targets of Hamas. No casualties were reported. Investors reacted to the uncertainty surrounding North Korea and China Tuesday by selling. The benchmark Dow Jones lost more than nearly 180 points to 24,834.
That's the latest world news from VOA.